Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Hapa School's Winter Session, Week 1, Day 1. Today marks the beginning of an exciting 9-week journey together, and I hope you're ready for it. This week, we'll be watching and listening to Angela Lee Duckworth's TED Talk, Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. In this clip, Angela talks about what surprised her about the performance of her students. Are you ready? Let's get started. Question of the day. What surprised Angela about the performance of her students? Let's listen to Angela's TED Talk.
When I was 27 years old, I left a very demanding job in management consulting for a job that was even more demanding, teaching. I went to teach seventh graders math in the New York City public schools. And like any teacher, I made quizzes and tests, I gave out homework assignments. When the work came back, I calculated grades. What struck me was that IQ was not the only difference between my best and my worst students. Some of my strongest performers did not have stratospheric IQ scores. Some of my smartest kids weren't doing so well. And that got me thinking. The kinds of things you need to learn in seventh grade math, sure, they're hard. Ratios, decimals, the area of a parallelogram. But these concepts are not impossible. And I was firmly convinced that every one of my students could learn the material if they worked hard and long enough.
Let's go over the answer. What surprised Angela about the performance of her students? She was surprised that IQ was not the only factor determining the difference between their best and worst students. Phrases of the day. Number 1. Strike someone. 何々に気づく。何々が印象的である。直訳で誰かを打つとなるこの表現は、何かに気づいたり考えが浮かんだりすることを意味する口語表現です。特に突然何かに気づいたり、ふと考えが思い浮かぶニュアンスがあります。例えば、新しいアイデアを思いつきましたは、A new idea struck me と表現することができ、アイデアや考えが主語になります。日常会話では、What struck me 何々の形で使うこともよくあり、その場合は、何々が印象的だったを意味します。例えば、LA で印象的だったのは、みんながフレンドリーだったことです。は、What struck me about LA was how friendly everyone was と表現します。その他、strike someone as は、何々という印象を与えるを意味します。例えば、彼女は気さくな人に見えます。は、She strikes me as a friendly person と言い、as の後には受けた印象を入れます。strike someone as は人。状況または物事から受ける感じや印象に対して使います。A random thought struck me today. 今日、ふと思いついたことがあります。What struck me about New York was its vibrant atmosphere. ニューヨークで印象的だったのは、その活気ある雰囲気でした。John strikes me as an open-minded, easy-going person. ジョンは寛容でおおらかな人に見えます。Number 2. Get someone thinking. 考えさせる。Get someone thinking は特定の考えや話題、状況について誰かに考えさせたり、考察させたりすることを意味します。特に人の発言や質問を聞いたり、ニュースや映画を見たり、または何かを経験して考え込むことを意味します。例えば、興味深いドキュメンタリーを見ていろいろと考えさせられた場合は、That documentary got me thinking. あのドキュメンタリーには考えさせられました。あのドキュメンタリーには地球温暖化について考えさせられました。と具体的に言いたい場合は、That documentary got me thinking about global warming のように表し、Get someone thinking about の後に考えさせられる対象を入れます。Watching this video really got me thinking. この動画を見て本当に考えさせられました。That article got me thinking about the future of AI. あの記事を読んで AI の将来について考えるようになりました。 Her speech got me thinking about the importance of learning English.
彼女のスピーチを聞いて英語を学ぶことの大切さについて考えさせられました。
Repeat after me. Number one. Strike someone. A random thought struck me today. What struck me about New York was its vibrant atmosphere. John strikes me as an open-minded, easygoing person. Number two, get someone thinking. Watching this video really got me thinking. That article got me thinking about the future of AI. Her speech got me thinking about the importance of learning English. Instantaneous translation. After I say the Japanese sentence, say out loud the English translation. Get someone thinking.
この動画を見て本当に考えさせられました。
Watching this video really got me thinking. Strike someone.
今日ふと思いついたことがあります。
A random thought struck me today. Get someone thinking.
あの記事を読んで AI の将来について考えるようになりました。
That article got me thinking about the future of AI. Strike someone.
ジョンは寛容でおおらかな人に見えます。
John strikes me as an open-minded, easygoing person. Get someone thinking.
彼女のスピーチを聞いて、英語を学ぶことの大切さについて考えさせられました。
Her speech got me thinking about the importance of learning English.Strike someone.
ニューヨークで印象的だったのは、その活気ある雰囲気でした。
What struck me about New York was its vibrant atmosphere. Let's listen to Angela's TED Talk one more time.
When I was 27 years old, I left a very demanding job in management consulting for a job that was even more demanding, teaching. I went to teach seventh graders math in the New York City public schools. And like any teacher, I made quizzes and tests, I gave out homework assignments. When the work came back, I calculated grades. What struck me was that IQ was not the only difference between my bestand my worst students. Some of my strongest performers did not have stratospheric IQ scores. Some of my smartest kids weren't doing so well. And that got me thinking. The kinds of things you need to learn in seventh grade math, sure, they're hard. Ratios, decimals, the area of a parallelogram. But these concepts are not impossible. And I was firmly convinced that every one of my students could learn the material if they worked hard and long enough.
Awesome job today. This week, we're going to watch and listen to an inspiring TED Talk by Angela Lee Duckworth called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. Angela is a wonderful psychologist and author who has conducted research on the concept of grit and its significance in predicting success. She's also a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, where she obtained her PhD in psychology. I think you'll find her talk really fascinating. Angela was born in 1970 and grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. She is the daughter of Chinese immigrants, and her parents' experiences as immigrants are likely to have shaped her perspective on resilience and determination. These traits have become central themes in her research on grit and have influenced her understanding of achievement and success. Angela's research demonstrated that grit is a more reliable predictor of success than factors like talent or intelligence. This week, we'll dive deeper into her TED Talk to explore the essential principles of grit and how we can apply them to improve our personal and professional lives. Have a great day, and I will see you again tomorrow morning. Take it easy. Peace.